Welcome to Cosmos, Oklahoma City University's official podcast featuring Chris and Nick.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. We are very excited today to be joined by OCU's Student Government Association President, Reed Powell. Reed, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you being here in the studio. You know, what we're going to talk today, I think, about like leadership and what it's like to be a student at OCU. Why don't you go ahead and let us know a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you're studying here at school, you know, have at it.
Will do. Thank you, Chris and Nick, for having me today. So my name is Reed Powell. I am a senior. Wow, that is really wild for me to say.
Eye-opening.
A senior political science major from Norman, Oklahoma. So I grew up just 30 minutes away from here. And of course, I am serving as the student body president for Oklahoma City University for kind of the second year in a row, but I kind of stepped into the office about 6 months in last semester. So it's been quite exciting, and I'm really glad to meet with y'all today.
I don't know the history of the SGA office, but I'm going to venture that last year's presidency may have been one of the wildest ones that's ever happened.
I think,
is that fair to say?
I think student government always just has a
wild time.
Wild time. Every year is a different thing. Hopefully not this year, but yeah, I served as starting into COVID, so the last academic year, I stepped into the role as vice president, and then in November, there was some internal transitions, and right before Christmas break, I stepped into the role as presidency, and here we are 7 months later. So
So every day, or every time we do the podcast, we start out with five rapid-fire questions. Okay. You do your best to answer off the cuff, and if you want to submit questions, you can do so on social media, or you can email us. And we'll ask your questions. Are you ready, Reed?
I think I am.
Okay. Where is your favorite place at OCU?
On the quad when the weather's nice. But only when the weather's nice.
Okay. Fair enough. What about when the weather's not nice? You're getting six rapid fire questions now.
Oh, goodness. When the weather's not nice, I really enjoy seeing performances in the School of Music.
Nice.
That'd probably be number two.
What's the best thing to eat in the CAF?
Gary's breakfast.
Gary's breakfast?
Yeah, hands
expand.
Down. Hands down. Easy.
What is Gary's breakfast?
Anything you want. Anything you want.
Okay.
And he's so nice in the mornings, it just makes your day.
That's awesome. Outside of SGA, what are a few of your favorite OC organizations?
All of them.
Okay.
All of them. I can't have any favorites.
Fair,
but
fair.
If I had to pick, Student Civic Engagement Committee, the former executive director of that organization. But so I think that one is a little close to home. So that would be a second.
Awesome. Party. There are a ton of them.
That, so many. I think
and he's
over
a real,
60.
A real politician.
Yeah. Seriously.
You know, because he couldn't go out on a limb there or anything. Play favorites. Can't have that.
Okay. Go-to study spot.
Go-to study spot is the Shadid Lounge outside of the Great Hall.
Nice.
Comfy couches, great people watching. You look out all the windows, you'll see acting majors fighting in the not like actually fighting, but you know, like pretend fight, like stage fighting.
Yeah. Right? If it's not the acting majors, you're in trouble.
Correct.
What is the best way to get involved at OCU?
Meeting new people and just talking. We're such a small campus that any student organization or group wants you to be a part of that if that's something you're interested in. And so it's just as easy as putting yourself out there, meeting new people and saying, this is something I'm interested. How can I get involved in that and doing it?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Great answer. Yeah. Well, again, Nick intro'd you and I'd like to thank you for joining us. This is our second episode.
Yeah.
So congrats
being number two.
I enjoyed reading your feature in the 2021 Focus, so we kind of already know a little bit about you, but to expand on it for the audience, you mentioned, the second I stepped on the OCU campus, I knew that this was going to be my home for the next 4 years. Do you remember saying that?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Those were my words.
Outside of SGA, I'd really love to know more like your passion of OCU and your journey leading up to becoming a star. You mentioned you're from Norman, so you're an Oklahoman, but leading up to becoming a star, if you just give us kind of the summary of your journey to OCU.
So my my OCU journey begins at a Jason's Deli. Quite actually, that's always a good way to start that story. So senior in high school, I am a big planner, right? So I like to have my life planned and know exactly what I'm doing, what steps I need to take to achieve goals. And I had planned on going to a different state school. That was my entire plan, my entire life growing up in Norman. That's what I thought I was going to do.
So Oklahoma State is what you're obviously referring to. No, of course not.
I won't say any names, but coming from Norman, don't think I was going to be saying right. Go Pokes.
Yeah.
But
we'll just edit out that one little snippet of sound.
Go Pokes.
Yeah. But believe what Reed said? Man, alive.
That's the only time you're going to hear me say that. So senior year, Christmas break, sitting in a Jason's Deli with my mom and my dad, and my mom just says the idea, like, what if you don't go to certain school that does not have Go Pokes as the slogan, and go check out OCU. And I was immediately upset with her, not a happy camper, because I like to plan, and she's like trying to derail my plans. And so I was like, okay, I'll go tour the school if that will make you happy, because she was convinced that this was going to be the right choice for me, that I needed to attend OCU. So I scheduled a campus tour a week or two later, and former SGA president Bobby Trey Trousdale actually was the one to give me my campus tour during his freshman year.
And well, you were done.
Yeah,
at that
what? Pretty much. This is a perfect storm.
So, I mean, if he doesn't hook you, I don't know who can do it.
I know. And so I fell in love with it, and I was like, I needed to be here. And so here I am 4 years later. It was the best decision that I've made. I've met great people. I've had so many great mentors here at OCU, and no matter what position I'm in, organization that I'm a part of, classroom that I'm sitting in, I feel like everybody's been championing my success and those around me. And so I feel like I'm able to fail here, I'm able to succeed here, and either thing that I do and anything that I do, there's going to be someone there to support me and help me take those next steps to achieve what I want to. And so that's kind of my journey. And
yeah,
my OCU story, but I'm so glad I made it, and here I am in my senior year, and wouldn't change it.
We always find the best answers. I mean, I hate to ask the same question on every episode, but Megan was our most recent guest, and she had mentioned she saw an Annie show when she was a little girl at OCU. I was like, what?
Really?
How would I have known this? Like, OCU's impacted so many people in so many random ways, and they've been in so many random places, like Jason's Deli.
Jason's Deli, right?
Maybe they need to sponsor us.
Yeah, no doubt. Reed, I'm curious, what was your mother's rationale for why, you know, surely she had been thinking about it, right? Like, why did she think that you should go to OCU?
So she has been very involved with OCU just in her professional career and in her involvement in the community, and kind of, I guess, what I had been expressing at the time and what I was looking for, just kind of feeling lost in high school in a sense, and even at Norman North, which is a fairly large high school in Norman, just feeling like I was getting lost in the shuffle there, and I really wasn't finding my place or my purpose. And I think, you know, her worry and her advice to me is that if I were to go to a larger school, you know, that could be that on a tremendous scale. And so just her knowing me and what I seem to be interested in, she felt like OC might be a good fit for that. And so she definitely went out on a limb to give me a little bit of anxiety my senior year of high school, but here I am now. Yeah, so it worked out great.
Go mom.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, moms are pretty great.
You're the best mom.
So now you've been here, you've ascended to president of SGA. And obviously, you know, you can't talk about anything that's happened the past year and a half without thinking about how the pandemic has affected or impacted that. I'm curious, how do you feel like, you know, being an SGA president during normal times, I'm sure it can be challenging or interesting, right? How do you feel like things were different, maybe better, maybe not as good because of the pandemic as far as your role as president with SGA?
Yeah, I think for everyone, it was learning to approach situations with a different leadership style, and just being more flexible and finding new and creative ways to lead. And so I think all of us experience that in our own roles. And so in SGA especially, it was trying to figure out how to when I'm sitting on meetings or we're talking about what direction our university is going to head in during a pandemic, mm-hmm. like how can I best represent the students and what they're thinking and what they're feeling, because it is a wide range of thoughts and emotions. Some people felt like we should be really strict when it came to COVID, and some people felt the university was being too tough. And so it was really having, for me especially and my team, and finding ways to engage the campus community during these times, just trying to be as innovative as possible and representing them the best that I could. So I think all of us were able to learn something from the pandemic, from something so tragic. Hopefully we were all able to take away and grow stronger because of it. And we're still in it. It's still not over. We're still going to be leading in this new world. And so I'm really thankful for my advisors and the people who are mentoring me through it, and that they were there to support me and make me feel a part of the team and be able to work with them to find the best solutions to make our campus community the best that it can be in a new normal.
Yeah. What did you, I'm curious too, pandemic aside, COVID aside, like what have you really enjoyed about being SGA president?
Just getting to talk to all sorts of different people, whether that's students or alumni or university leaders. I like to be a people person. I like to talk to people. And so it's just really fun to kind of see all sorts of different perspectives and get to meet with different people who have different thoughts and ideas. And I firmly believe in the power of collaboration, and think in order to have a well-functioning team that's going to achieve success, you have to collaborate. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that the people around me, and especially at OCU, believe in as well. And so it's just really awesome to see all of us working together and collaborating to make Oklahoma City University the best it can be. And so that by far has to be one of my favorite things, is hopefully all these things that I'm learning here and that I'm getting to try out my own leadership style and what I want to do in my professional career. Hopefully I can take some of that away of what I've learned here with my OCU family and take that on to the next chapter in life.
Yeah.
That was the perfect segue to the next question.
You're welcome.
You mentioned you're a senior. Obviously we are very excited to have you, and the energy, we can feel it in the room. What's next though, after graduation, on Reed's roadmap? Obviously it's already planned out, right? So.
You know, that Jason's Deli taught me a lot about planning things out. I will tell y'all that. I don't know. I don't know. Planning on law school. So I'm in the middle of studying for my LSAT right now that I take in a month.
Do you have any schools in mind?
Anything and everything. Okay. I'm keeping my options open, whether or not that means going out of state, staying in state, staying
you
home at OCU. I know. I will forever be a star, whether I'm still a star in 3 years or not.
Don't let him pressure you. You do what you need to do.
Yeah. You know. I don't make a commission, so honestly.
Yeah. Well, we might need to change that. Yeah. Let's talk to someone about that, right? But no, law school's the plan, and kind of in my college journey, I realized that you can't always plan things out, and so I just have to work hard and study hard and see where that takes me and do the thing that I feel is best for me in that situation. So.
What do you think career-wise? Like, I know when I was in college, I was studying journalism, and like I was gonna be a newspaper reporter. Like, I knew that it was super easy and straightforward, right? But in law, political science, I mean, there's several avenues you can kind of go there. You know, where do you want to go? Where do you see yourself going that way?
Yeah, that's a good question that I'm still asking myself as well. Yeah. So I think I know why I'm interested in law, and just my own personal experiences and where I've seen my own community. Being a gay man, I've seen the impact that law has had on the LGBTQIA community. And so I see the power that it has, both in order to help people and to hurt people. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know exactly what I want to do with a law degree. I don't know if that's working in public service, working for a nonprofit, working for a private firm. Mm-hmm. But I know that the power that being able to interpret and use law for good to help people can have on the world. And so We'll see where I'm at with a law degree, whether that's practicing law or, you know, working a government job with a law degree. Who knows what that's going to look like? But
a lot of legislators, a lot of politicians and legislators come from the law background, you know.
This is very true.
Do you see any interest in continuing kind of that leadership role that now you're doing at OCU? Do you maybe look at pursuing that down the line?
I would say I am not opposed to that that if I feel that an opportunity presents itself where I feel called to serve, that I would take that opportunity. But I wouldn't say right now that I'm going to run for an office or a specific officer. I'm not like announcing my candidacy
we
for
need
presidency,
the scoop.
Right?
You heard it here first. we certainly appreciate you sharing everything that's happening with you and your OCU experience. As we bring the podcast down to a close here, I'm wondering if you have any last final words or wisdoms, tips, best advice for maybe that like high school senior who's starting their senior year this August. Why should they think about OCU, and what advice would you give them?
Definitely, you know, for those high school students who are very involved and committed and want to find ways to change the world and for the better, I think that's completely the OCU community and whatever major you're in. Being such a small school, we're able to provide opportunities for students, real world experiences, on-campus jobs, organizations, leadership, internships, all sorts of things where you're really able to get hands-on experience, work with university leaders. Like the fact that I have the opportunity to meet with the president of the university and their cabinet on a regular basis and schedule a meeting through email is incredible. And so for people looking to make connections and to learn and grow and have a place that's there to catch them if they don't always succeed and help them grow from that situation, OCU is definitely the place for sure, both in the classroom and outside of the classroom. It's been incredible. So if you think you're interested, take a tour and maybe it'll become your home as well.
Wow.
See, and that's, I like what you said there, because we did a little sidebar. We did a marketing campaign and we polled some students just to get some like talking points and quotes maybe we could use for our advertising collateral and stuff. And it was one of the questions was, are you taking part in any extracurricular activities? And I was blown away because of like, you know, we got 15 students who responded. And it wasn't just like, I'm doing this thing. It was like, hold on,
let me pull out my laundry list.
I need more pages, you know what I mean? So I can like bullet off. I mean, literally every student was involved in 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different extracurricular things. And so I was just really impressed with that, you know, like what you just said, the opportunity seems like there's more than enough opportunity for anyone who wants to really
get involved. Opportunities. So many.
When I was an undergrad, we used the acronym for OCU also meant overcommitted university. Is that still hold?
That's bad branding.
That's bad branding.
No, no, we can't say that.
There's just so many things you're a part of. Well, thank you again for joining us. It has been a pleasure. If you guys would like to listen to more Cosmos episodes, you just have to visit okcu.edu/cosmos, and we'll post some cool pictures of Reed up there too on our blog post about this, if that's okay.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Well, thanks again.
Well, thank you all. Yeah. It's been fun.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.